The third album from the Brooklyn-based band The Essex Green, Cannibal Sea, is their best, filled with catchy, breezy songs from Chris Zitter, Sacha Bell, and Jeff Baron, the three principal songwriters. Members of the band originally got together in Burlington, Vermont, and when they moved to Brooklyn, they were asked to be part of the Elephant Six collective of bands. We'll talk about what that means in our session from the stage of the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh that begins with this song live. It's Sin City.
Please don't take a lover.
The Essex Green are playing live on the cafe today, and that is This Isn't Farm Life, which is, I guess, becomes the title track of Cannibal Sea because it's got that lyric in there somewhere. Now, I'm really confused. There are three songwriters in this band. Sasha Bell's next to me, Jeff Barron, and Chris Sider. How do I tell who wrote what? Sasha, if you're singing it, can I assume it's your song?
Not necessarily, actually, because, well, there are several songs on the record that Chris and I sort of share the vocals on, so it gets a little confusing, and Jeff doesn't sing a bunch of his songs, so you can't really go judge by that.
It becomes really cohesive, though, and how does that happen? Does somebody bring a song in, and then everybody works them up, or how does it, Chris?
I mean, everybody, you bring it to the table, and play it for the group, and thumbs up or thumbs down, and then we start figuring out how to arrange the song.
Which is part of the lot of the fun, I must say.
Yeah, that's where it all sort of kind of comes together for everybody.
Well, now that song and a number of on this album kind of speak to the move that at least a few of you made from Vermont to Brooklyn. And the move has been a while ago now, but it seems like the fallout of the move is still part of what's going on with the band.
It's the fallout of the stay. We actually stayed too long.
Jeff, what do you mean?
Well, no, I mean, New York's a hard place to live. I grew up here in Pittsburgh, so it's great to be back. So it's a tough place to live, but we've found ways to make it possible and enjoyable. Chris has left. He lives in Cincinnati. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
What were you thinking about? What were your fears when you first moved? Was there trepidation?
There's not a lot of open space. I mean, it's hard to, like, you can't, you know, you can leave here and you can be in Ligonier in 45 minutes. And in New York in 45 minutes, you're almost
West
in New Jersey. You haven't even gotten out of, you know, Staten Island yet. So.
This is all true. And Chris, is that why you moved back? You moved to Cincinnati?
No, we actually, this record is more about being in New York and the possibility of leaving, because we moved from Vermont in 1997.
Yeah.
So we've had all of the lifetime of our band. It's been really since then, and we've written a bunch about that. Cannibal Sea is more about living in New York City and wondering whether it's the place you should be living. And I moved recently to Cincinnati a little while ago, there's a song we're going to play a little later on that has a little bit more detail about that, I suppose.
Is it tough being in, I mean, Brooklyn, which is kind of ground center for bands and a certain mindset of people of a certain age? I'm not trying not to use the H word, but is it hard to differentiate yourself in that environment?
No, I don't find, I mean, musically or just day-to-day?
Well, we could get into more philosophical things, but I guess musically, yeah.
I don't think there are too many bands like us in Brooklyn, so yeah. I kind of feel like we stand out in that regard, so it's not too difficult.
Definitely. Well, why don't you do a couple more from Cannibal Sea?
Right, this is a song called Don't Know Why You Stay. Stepping along the hum of the sidewalk, a marionette, a slave. Your legs are wooden, tied to the city, who has final say?
It's hard to hug the girders, my brother. It's hard to swing and waltz with your tempo one beat less than the others, or three times more at fault. Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you.
good time.
Thank you.
Penny and Jack from our guest, the Essex Green. And there's a song, as you say, that really addresses those staying, leaving kind of themes, definitely. You know, I got a hold of this album. I put it in. I absolutely loved it. I loved it for all the, you know, great songwriting and just moments like that song. And I started reading it, and everybody has been for years sort of almost taking you to task for having all these influences from the 60s. And I was really kind of sad to know that I'd kind of fallen in love with a band that had all these attributes from bands I loved in the 60s. I didn't really hear it that way at first. You know, I just heard it as does it get a little frustrating to always hear about the precedence of where this came from?
Absolutely. It's really refreshing to hear that you're going in with completely.
I didn't even get it at first until I started reading.
That's great. I mean, we've been tagged. I mean, our first record might have been a little bit derivative in some sense when we were starting together, forming our sound. But over the last couple of records, you know, we just developed our own style. But, you know, sometimes publicists and people reviewing records and stuff, they have to stick with what they've either known and they kind of stick with that and try to. Yeah. Force us into that.
Well, it's an interesting discussion also about pop and rock and when that was at its strongest in music, because it's not so much in the forefront. Well, it is actually in some ways now, but it certainly was then, and it was not even something you even thought about. It was just for music. And so it is interesting that that's sort of the precedence that they go back to. And were there bands from then that were influential in how you think of writing and how you arrange things?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying that we're not, you know, happy with the, you know, the reference at all. It's just that that's what they seem to use as our, you know.
Yeah. And does that, now, what when you write something new, do you kind of try to shy away from those things now, or it's just sort of whatever?
I think it's definitely sort of we're at a point where we're just writing songs. Right. I think it is kind of a compliment if you look at it in a different light. Like, I think that they appreciate that we write songs. It's more about song structure, and I think that's what ties us into the 60s, but it's also the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, we used to listen to bands in the 80s that wrote songs, and they didn't sound that much different from what we're doing, but there's a big 80s revival now, too,
yeah, exactly.
So maybe they'll start saying that we're...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. you jump two decades at a time, and you're okay. The Essex Green. Thanks to the band for playing live for us. The new album, Cannibal Sea, is available at our World Cafe CD store, which is part of our website at worldcafe.npr.org.